Always Sunny, 91 right now. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. A Clinton man along with a Sayre man are accused of working together in robbing the Sayre McDonald's. The long investigation into the crime revealed that 20-year-old William Carl Ernst of Clinton allegedly met with 21-year-old Christian Robert Paulino of Sayre behind the restaurant on the evening of January 12th of 2020. At the time, Paulino was an employee of the business. The two had allegedly planned to pretend as if Ernst was forcing Paulino back into the restaurant at gunpoint. This was carried out, and Ernst had allegedly held three other employees at gunpoint and proceeded to steal $1,200 of cash before fleeing the scene on foot. While searching the area, officers were able to obtain blue rubber gloves that may have been used during the robbery. The gloves were sent to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation for DNA testing. During the course of the investigation, authorities were made aware of Ernst's possible involvement by an individual being held at the Ouachita County Detention Center who claimed he knew that Ernst was responsible for the crime. The man would tell investigators that Ernst had bragged to him about the robbery and stated that an employee of the restaurant had helped him. Officers would also obtain security footage taken on the night of the robbery from neighboring businesses that showed both Ernst and Paulino meeting in a nearby parking lot. Authorities had also discovered that the two suspects had been in contact with each other via Facebook Messenger on the night of the crime. On June 3rd of 2021, Ernst was arrested for an unrelated crime in Cordell where investigators were able to take a DNA sample from the suspect. According to the OSBI, the DNA profile obtained matched the DNA that was found on the rubber gloves. Ernst was charged in Beckham County District Court with conjoint robbery, robbery with a weapon, feloniously pointing a firearm, and conspiracy. An outstanding warrant for arrest has been issued on Tuesday for Paulino. He has been charged with conjoint robbery, robbery with a weapon, and conspiracy. Elk City's Carnegie Library is about to get a facelift. During the recent meeting of the Elk City Commission, the city leaders approved just over $41,000 for masonry repairs to the building. Library Director Dion Ivester reported to the commission that the building has had little to no restoration work done on its exterior since it was built nearly 106 years ago.
We're missing some of the mortar between the bricks, some of the joints between the masonry there on the side and the frieze up on the top have started to wear away. Even the concrete fennels on the top have started to degrade, and they can rebuild all of those. Actually, on the east side, there's a window sill that has cracked and some rebar is hanging out. They can repair all of that, get it all fully restored. They'll pressure wash it, take out some of the temporary mortar repairs that some of the DOC inmates had attempted to do, and restore it and try to match the mortar that is there.
The bid to do the work was awarded to Mid-Continental Restoration out of Tuttle. In a separate agenda item, the commission also approved $13,000 to Mid-Continental to stain the brick on the building. Both expenditures approved were budgeted items. Also in library news, the recent flooding of the building's basement was not caused by recent rain, says Ivester.
The flood last week was actually from a malfunction in the sprinkler system. So we had some pressure issues. We have very good water pressure, I will assure you. So the valves gave way. There's a valve box right out there on the west side of the library, and it gave way in the middle of the night, and water just flowed into the library, and there was standing water on the south side there.
Ivester went on to say that the city's maintenance crew was quick to respond to the flood and had the basement cleaned up and dry by the next day with little to no damage. In-state news, an arrest made in the shooting deaths of two men in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma News Network's Marco Morana has that.
Oklahoma City police have arrested a suspect in the deaths of two men found shot to death yesterday at the Arden Park Apartments near Hefner and Western. The suspect is the sister of one of the victims. Police say 23-year-old Elizette Ferreira got into an altercation with her brother, 19-year-old Eddie Ferreira, and 26-year-old Alex Garcia, and shots were fired and the victims were killed. Elizette Ferreira was booked into jail on a first-degree murder complaint.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $73.24. That's up $1.04. Brent crude at $74.33. That's up 90 cents. Natural gas at $3.68. That's up 9 cents. Recapping our top story, two men charged with conjoint robbery after a lengthy investigation. Once again, partly sunny and 91 right now. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.